Hey Tata, hola, hola Zimbabwe muhle. Mthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe muhle ndinomgamchira emjirongo wachedu chevechi Nikki. Uhlelo The Connection. Welcome, welcome, welcome Zimbabwe muhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome, we're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, and today is Tuesday, the 11th of June 2019, Zimbabwe muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle, welcome, welcome, welcome. Ndinomgamchira emjirongo wachedu chevechidiki. Uhlelo The Connection, Lilami. I'm your host, your boy, your one and only, truly, Big Mike, aka Mike Hove. Tonight, Zimbabwe Omuhle, we are tackling the issue, we are revisiting the issue of unemployment elizweni. However, focus is going to be placed on the agricultural sector. According to Atlas Media, which is an outlet that focuses on economies, different countries' economies worldwide, Zimbabwe has imported goods, food, etc., Zimbabwe has imported more stuff when we're talking about goods, food, than it has exported. And here we're talking about between 2012 and 2017. Between 2012 and 2017, Zimbabwe went from spending $3.57 billion on exporting goods through to $1.39 billion. These are exports that we're talking about. As for the imports, Zimbabwe Moshe, we went from importing stuff that is worth in 2017, we were importing stuff worth $3.22 billion. So to break it down for someone who doesn't understand what I'm talking about here, basically what this is classifying and explaining is that Zimbabwe is consuming more than they are exporting. Zimbabwe is spending more than they are making, which is something that economists are crediting the current state of the economy to. Economists also argue that Zimbabwe is an agro-based economy. For those that don't know what that means, it means the strength of the economy lies within the country's agricultural sector. With all that information in mind, what I would like to hear from you, Zimbabwe Omuhle, and Jalo, my guests that are going to be joining me, is that one, could the Zimbabwean agricultural sector be the answer to the unemployment issue that the country is facing? As we all know, as we speak, several different records and outlets have reported that Zimbabwe has an unemployment issue of over 90%, an unemployment rate. Number two, what does the agricultural sector have to offer Zimbabwe's youth? And thirdly, and lastly, what I would like to hear from my guests who are coming through live on air from the Ministry of Agriculture, Lands and Resettlement is, studies have shown that abantu abasakhulayo are not resonating with the agricultural sector in the country. So I want to hear from them, the ministry itself, what are they doing to resell the ministry to the youth, to resell the sector towards the youth so that they take on agriculture as a career. Seeing as though the current state of the economy is not standing well, I look forward to hearing what my guests have to say. +1202-465-0318 is the WhatsApp number if you're looking to text us. Go to Zimbabwe Moshe. As usual, you can join us live. You can call us live on air on +1202-619-2077. Anoti 909 media wave frequency pa 4930 uyeje pa 6065 ne pa 15460 kilohertz. Abafisa ukubukela ku internet mthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle sikhona ku www.voazimbabwe.com. We're also live streaming on www.voashona.com, and lastly we're live streaming on our third website, which is www.voandebele.com. However, Zimbabwe Omuhle, for our Facebook fanatics, labo abasithandayo ku Facebook, we have three platforms whereby we're all live streaming in all three platforms, those being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, njalo sikhona ku VOAndebele. So Zimbabwe Omuhle, if you're looking to join the program and you're watching us live on Facebook, you can write your comments, you can write your numbers, we'll be reading them live on air and bringing you into the program. Kodwa, most importantly, if you like what's coming out, lingakhohlwa ukufaka ama like lama heart musakangane zvekare ku share chirongwa ku itira kuti tione nehuwandu hwedu. Hey taita, hey ta, hola ndeipiko hama dzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove.
Oya man, oya man, oya man, oya man. Tanki abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
Nancy Gomega, DJ Skyver, uthi hey imali yeqolo. The Bulawayo Arts Awards are coming up, so shout out to DJ Skyver. Don't forget, Zimbabwe Muhle, to vote for the one and only DJ Skyver. At Big Mike 3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram, BigMyke3. Nga ufisa ukhuluma lami ndiripo, see for the next hour, tripana pa mapage edu matatu, pa Facebook, pa VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, sikhona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. Utabalo kona kutwini, mtswakazo muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle. Manzwa nyayathukuzela nasi mchirongwa lamhla kuhlelo. We're looking to talk to youth members, people who are on the youth desk of the Ministry of Lands, Agriculture and Rural Resettlement. Sithinta udaba loku swelakala kwemisebenzi elizweni. You know, I've spoken to some people who are part of this ministry, who are young people who are part of this ministry, and they've spoken about different things, amongst them being the issue of unemployment. We've had one of them on our show a couple of times. He's going to be joining us again tonight. His name is Nikros Kajengo, who is the youth coordinator under the Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Rural Resettlement. So let's go to Nikros. Let's hear what he has to say about udaba lukhona ekutwini. Va Kajengo, ndi nomgamchira mchirongo.
Thank you very much.
Ndimika mapinda, ndimika makabata matomu. A lot of people are looking to you for guidance. You are part of the ministry itself. You're the youth coordinator within the ministry itself. One issue that seems to keep bothering the youth of Zimbabwe is the issue of unemployment. How is the Ministry of Agriculture, Lands and Rural Resettlement looking to alleviate this issue?
Thank you very much. Greetings to you, Zimbabwe. Greetings to you, our listeners. Certainly, issue to do with unemployment is one of the global, is one of the national objectives, is one of the regional, by regional, I'm talking about the Africa Agenda 2063. So, in other words, I'm saying issue to do with livelihoods, issue to do with employment, and unemployment is a global phenomenon. The ministry responsible for land, agriculture, water, climate, and road settlement has got a bigger role to play in terms of ensuring livelihoods for our young people in Zimbabwe, of course, and beyond Zimbabwe. Now, our ministry is playing a key role in terms of mainstreaming, integrating, and supporting young people through agriculture. First, I have to highlight how it is within the comprehension of all that agriculture is one of the key, you know, sort of livelihoods for young people in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is an agro-based country, just like many African countries. So now from agriculture, according to the Ministry of Public Service, Labor and Social Welfare's 2014 Labor Force Survey, it says that 60-70% of the employment in Zimbabwe is from agriculture. And also it's supported by the simple fact that 40% of the export earnings are from agriculture. Mm-hmm. So now, based on that, one cannot argue the simple fact that agriculture remains the key holder in terms of employment creation, in terms of livelihoods, in terms of support for the young people in Zimbabwe.
I have my first call on the line. 10 minutes into the program and Renare Rapto Pisa, I'm sure they're looking to ask you a couple of questions. Saka batai pa Renare nditore mtereri. Kola kola ekwengweni, mlaleli okone ekwengweni, ngubani? Yes, Banda, unjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Usungenele kuhlelo mnumzane.
Yes, ngingenile ngkhona.
Right, udabule khona egudwini lamhla sikhuluma ngeagricultural sector. Sifisa ukuzwa kini, ungumuntu ongisakhulayo nami mnumzane. Right. Into yokuqala ngifisa ukuzwa kuwe mnumzana yes. Wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, what is your perception towards the agricultural sector in Zimbabwe?
Agriculture in Zimbabwe ingathi iza kuba phansi. Ngesimo somnotho weZimbabwe ngoba vele izinto ezinengi seziphansi, abantu sebebalekela kwamanye amazwe. Oh, yikho kuzayenza ukuthi agriculture yethu ibe phansi, ingadivelopi.
Ubona ngani uyamuzwa nangumnumzana uNicholas Kajengo uthi iZimbabwe is an agro-based economy, kusho ukuthi you know the strength of the economy, isimo somnotho sethu, is within the agricultural sector. Njengoba wena uyasho ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo abaningi sebegijimela kwamanye amazwe, ubona ngani ithuba likhona nalo ukuthi singathuthukisa ilizwe lethu, ikakhulukazi singa, if we look back at the agricultural sector yethu, wonke umuntu if they start investing in the agricultural sector yethu, ikakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo abangelawo umsebenzi.
Ithuba likhona kodwa nakungakalungiswa ngesimo seZimbabwe angeke kufanele ukuthi abantu beqale bebambane besanzi nothi weZimbabwe basakhulayo bebe babe nama-agricultures amaningi abakwazi ukuwayenza kathesi akuda muntu ongavumi ukuhlala eZimbabwe.
Hayi, sikuzukile kahle mnumzana Sibanda, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Right, Zimbabwe muhle mabva kunzwa khona vaSibanda vari uko kuBotswana vangavachinyatsotsanangura maonero avo pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi. Ndavabvunza ndikati aiwa tangai matiudzawo maonero enyu pamusoro peagricultural sector iri kuZimbabwe uko. VaSibanda bvavati aiwa ivo nemaonero avo sezvo munhu wese vechidiki vakawanda vari kutiza munyika, vari kunogara kunani naSouth Africa, vari kudiaspora, vari kunani naBotswana saivo vaSibanda. Hanza aiwa zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Agricultural sector it's not in a great position. Regai tinzwawo maonero avaKajengo. VaKajengo, muchiripo parinari?
Yes, I'm there.
Right, you heard vaSibanda vachiti aiwa nemaonero avo sezvo vechidiki vakawanda vari kutiza munyika. Hanzi, before we start discussing whether or not the agricultural sector can uplift the youth, things need to be fixed. The economical situation in the country needs to be fixed. How do we take it forward from there?
Firstly, I would like to make it very clear that his suggestion or his view that there is an exodus of young people from Zimbabwe to neighboring countries, in fact, it can be true. However, it happened before the new dispensation, before the new era. That is before November 2017, when there was the old regime. But now, after the new dispensation led by the President Comrade Edim Nangagwa, we are now seeing that Zimbabwe is open for business. Young people are now flocking into their country because the policy framework is now conducive for young people to take agriculture as a noble profession. Also, opportunities are being availed. Legal policy framework are also being amended so as to ensure that young people are not excluded from the national economy. Take, for instance, there is now a financial inclusion strategy put in place by the Republic of Zimbabwe. Secondly, I'm sure you are aware of the Zimbabwe Constitution Amendment Number 20, Act of 2018, Chapter 2, Section 20, that talks about the need to mainstream youth in political, social, and economic spheres of life. Thirdly, the current policy framework in the Ministry of Land, Agriculture, Water, and Rural Settlement is also conducive for the young people to take agriculture as a career. Now, we've got
VaKajengo,
yes, sir.
I think technology irikumbotinetsa kunoko. Vateereri vangu vari kuti havasi kukunzwai. Saka regai titange takudropai and then talk phone right back within 1 second. Producer wangu achakufonerai back, handisi.
Thank you.
Right, Zimbabwe muhle uxolo 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 and ndine urombo Zimbabwe muhle ndikuona vanhu vari kunyora kuti hanzi no volume from your guest neniwo ndikutoona kuti hazve chokwadi volume haisi kubuda saka we're going to try fix it and address the issue and make sure that everybody can hear Nicholas Kajengo. For those that don't know, Nicholas Kajengo is the youth coordinator under the Ministry of Lands, Agriculture and Rural Resettlement and ndivo anoshanda kapa youth desk. Tambotitiwa unzo kapa chirongwa nekuti kazhinji abanta baningi bari kuchema chema kuti aiwa kuti Mike tipe ukamukana kuti timbotaurawo nevakuru vehurumende saka nhasi ndakuunzirai kuti munyatso wana umukana wekutaura nawo muvabvunze zvese asi tati nhasi timbotarisawo nyaya ye unemployment iri munyika. Right, timbotarisawo pane mapeji edu matatu vanhu vari kuti chiko ukumbulani ncube ukona ekasini letu LVONWL kuti eZimbabwe asazi kuti kuzolunga then lombuso wako ona hayi kutwa umbuso lo uyahlupa nangu umsunduzwa Ndlovu uthi Mr. Hobe unjani anyaphila Ndlovini wena unjani nangu tenda imshonganzi Hobe zviri sei sei watching you in Mozambique kuri sei ko ku Mozambique tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa uTerminus Masuku wazi wafake nombolo yakhe wathi ngifisa ukungena kuhlelo Terminus zakudinga size singenise kuhlelo nangu mama Nomsa Nekevane uthi evening VOA mama Nomsa unjani nangu Mike Ndlovu uthi evening Mike I hope you are well. Nangu Thuli Masoka nguye wapinda wafaki mlayizo wakhe wathi no volume from your guest. Let's hope ukuthi umnomzana uKajengo can be heard this time. VaKajengo madzoka pachirongwa zvirikufamba.
Thank you very much.
Right, chiendera imberi nenyaya mam chikurukuru.
Okay. I was saying the previous speaker mentioned that there is exodus of young people from Zimbabwe to neighboring countries. And I said, I partly agree with him that exodus has been in existence, in particular before the new era. That is before November 2017, when the new dispensation was born. Now, the new administration, led by Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa, is now creating conducive environments favorable for young people to take agriculture as a noble profession. Legal instruments have been put in place to promote youth mainstreaming and integration in agriculture. Also, it's pleasing to note that we have got a number of young people who have left Europe, who have left Asia, who have left neighboring African countries so that they invest in our agriculture. So, certainly, I do not agree that at the moment, young people are still living in the country. If they are, of course, it is very low or little margin. But basically, the environment is now favorable for young people to invest in agriculture.
Mm. But to what extent, VaKajengo, like I mentioned earlier on, vakawanda vechidiki, especially when the perception seems, and this is based on studies, not my word, by the way, that are saying kuti vanhu vakawanda vechidiki when they're looking towards the agricultural sector, it's like varikutya, vasikuda kupinda musector for several different reasons, amongst them being the fact that it's hard labor, it's not guaranteed results. Uyezve, varikuti they don't have access to land and capital.
I agree with you. Agriculture is a laborious task, but now we are in the modern world, a world of cutthroat competition, whereby technology and modernization of agriculture is now the taking center stage. We are talking about mechanization that is being promoted by the ministry. We are talking about irrigation. We are talking about ICT. We are talking about, smart agriculture, which is not all that labor intensive. We are also talking about agriculture in terms of its value chain. It's not only about tilling the land. Agriculture is beyond primary production. It goes further to secondary, even to tertiary. We are talking about agricultural processing, value addition. Of course, there is also tertiary, where we are talking about the insurance sector, the service sector in the agricultural arena. So agriculture is beyond tilling the land. After all, even tilling the land itself is now being enhanced by the use of machinery and mechanization, making it attractive to our young people.
Mhm, regai ndikubate muromo nditore umwe muterere ari kupinda pachirongwa. Kola mulalele kone cingweni ari pari nhare ndiani.
Hello.
Yebo, kola ndiyana ripari nare?
Morris Moyo.
Morris Moyo, unjani Moyo?
Sikhona baba njani?
Hayi mina ngiphilile, usungenele kuhlelo baba.
Ah ngiyabonga ngiyaqalisa namhlanje mfowethu.
Mm.
Hey, lapha kuleli lizwe likamnankagwa siphele nzima. Indlala isithwalise nzima.
Mm.
Angikwazi ukuthi leli lizwe engomunye owalela ilizwe leli, but ngendlela engithwele nzima ngayo ngizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba azange sikulwele khona lokho abakwenzayo.
Kodwa bababoyo nangumuntu ongisakhulayo uNicholas Kajengo uthi abantu abasakhulayo bayalima, bayalima, so indlala iphumaphi? Where is the hunger coming from?
Uyazi ngizasuka ngikhulume kubi kuthiwe ngiyirongo ngoba mina ekulweleni kwami lizwelela azange silwele khona lokho, salwela sibile ukuthi umhlabathi kawubuye ebantwini kodwa not ama-individuals. Ngendlela abenza ngayo laba bantu abezana mina angiboni kule mpilo esilayo. I'm a freedom fighter myself. Kodwa ngendlela abasiphatha ngayo, even khona okungama-tissue kwabo abasinika khona okuyimali kwakhona lokho, angikuboni kulo ncedo kithi. Ngiyacela sibile ukuthi alibana lingasiphatha, lingasisebenzela sikhulume lani ngendlela size sithole izimuso okuqinileyo. Benike umfana lo omncane olevision, ngibona ingathi into engcono kakhulu ngoba asilanto esiyitholayo thina.
So ubona ngani uhulumende hayi kumele ashiye umbuso?
Hayi vele aso uhulumende le. Futhi ungazi ukuthi umgabe wayengcono kulalo. Sithwele nzima sibile, vele akasazi ukuthi singenzani.
Hayi sikuzwile kahle baba Moyo, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelwa ngithi baba.
Okay baba.
Right, zvulukandaba mabva kunzwa kwona vamoyo umo mutereri hanzi ini ndakarwa hondo hanzi takaenda kuhondo isi hanzi this is not what we went to the liberation struggle for kuti loko kupumayo mpinde ngambuza ngati nangu uNicholas Kajengo hanzi ndiwo kavakajengo aripo parunhare vari kuti haiwa isu vechidiki tiri kurima tiri kurima tiri kurima. Saka ndavabvunza vangati hanzi aisi tiri kufa nezhara, saka ndikuvabvunza kuti ko zhara iri kubva nekupi sezvo vakajengo vari kuti isu vechidiki tiri kurima. Vaoendera mberi vamoyo vachiti hurumende yava munangagwa aisi kuvafadza zvikurusa. Asi vononi kuti abantu vatini emakhasini eto matatu kuVOA Ndebele nanko abantu vayangena kuhlelo, ngiyamabona amahearts lamalikes, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Nankosinathi uthi asimuzi how kanti kungani bengamuzi umoyo. Ngibona ngani kuyahlupha lamhlanje i-technology. Uxolo, so I'll make sure ukuthi uproducer wami will attest to this. Ekhasini lethu ele-VOA shona hanzi no volume for Moyo, no volume for Moyo. Hayi ngibona ngani nyaya ye-technology nasiri kutinetsa. Abantu nangu Justin uthi live from KZN Cato Ridge Durban, my smoke vari kuti volume inenge yanetsa zvechokwadi. I'll make sure ukuthi uproducer wami gets ahead of that. Kodwa let's go back to uKajengo, let's hear ukuthi uKajengo yena uthini ngombono kaMoyo. VaKajengo muchiripo pari nare?
Yeah.
Right, manzwa maondro ava vaMoyo vakarwa hondo ava vari kuti hanzi zviri kubuda izvo hanzi isu were dying from hunger. Zhara 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 yapinda munyika. Zvino kana imi vechidiki muri kuti muri kurima, you are saying you are farming as abantu vasakulayo, and you're producing the good stuff. Where's the hunger coming from?
I'm sure that Mr. Moyo is not in Zimbabwe. If he is in Zimbabwe, he witnessed to himself how the young people are selling their maize to our GMP. You know, we have got a program called Command Agriculture. That program included the youth, included all the people. It had no segregation, either on political, social, neither age dynamics. So all people, provided they've got the capacity to till the land and to make use of resources, they were given equitable access to those inputs. Now, then we are witnessing young people exporting to GMB, not only maize, but if you look to other enterprises or sectors, like livestock. You know, it's quite interesting to see that some of the young people have gone further to sell local. Some are even exporting to neighboring countries like South Africa, Botswana, even Zambia. So now, agriculture, as I said earlier on, that it's broader, it's multifaceted, it's dimensional. It's not only cropping, but it goes further to even, you know, livestock and other enterprises. So the simple notion that the country is food insecure, honestly speaking, I can say my brother is disconnected with reality.
Asiwaka Jengo, like I mentioned earlier on Pandanji Tanga Chirongwa, a lot of studies have shown, Kuti, as we speak right now as a country, where we are importing more than we are exporting. So when you talk about people exporting, where's the money going? If you're going to say, Kuti, I was a chokwadi, trukurima, and trukuita mari, exporter. Saka mari achi yurukenda kupi?
Yeah, that's a very good question, sir. You know, as a country, as I told you that Zimbabwe is an agro-based country. It's not only agriculture that supports our industry. Our industry is beyond agriculture. You know, we have got a manufacturing sector. We have got a health industry. You know, we ought to import some of the raw materials that are used in other industries that are non-agricultural. So now,
Asiwaka Jengo, the country is importing stuff like cooking oil.
I just hear that on social media. There is no official, position regarding the import of cooking oil. I think that one is an exaggerated statement by the people through the so-called social media like Facebook and WhatsApp. To be frank with you, why do they import, or why do we import as a country cooking oil whilst it's plenty in our shops? If you go to any shop in Zimbabwe, either rural areas, peri-urban areas, the urban areas, every shop, every, you know, sector that is into retailing or wholesaling has got a enough or surplus of cooking oil. So the notion that we are importing cooking oil, honestly speaking, I think it's a statement which we can call it a witch watch sentimentalism.
All right, regarding the matter of Amuromo, Divin, that we are on Terere, you are talking about the election. When you call a column Terere, are you part of Masuku, Baba Masuku, Unjani.
Man, right, Minitine.
I'm Pili. Let's sum gain. Let's go share, Baba.
Yebo,
ngumnumzana uni. Qhubekela phambili baba.
Into esupha yena lo baba okhuluma yena uvala uNyamuza sibili. Izama ukujustify into ezingayidlisiwe. Ngoba nxa sikhuluma nge-agrobusiness eZimbabwe, we're talking ukuthi umuntu angasebenza ulonto ayitholayo. Ngoba ungakhangela kahle singizawunika umzekeliso wokuthi kulabafana abaningi nabantombazane abangene ukulima itobacco. But unfortunately, what did they get over the period? Ngoba emveni sebelima itobacco yabo, the government got inside, bathatha amayouth babanika amabhondi. Manje kusasa uzalima kanjani lo muntu? Njalo nje ukulima business elifuna abantu bencediswa nguhulumende, hhayi ukuthi umuntu yamnika lobo ngazi umnika inkakala kade ensimu engelamali yalima etholane. Okwamanje kadesi akula muntu olemali, there's nothing like electricity, there's nothing like izibi lokuthi kube ne-irrigation system, and the more so ama-dams they are dry up, water is running down to the sea. So, in all aspects, there is nothing that is going to come out of this farming. It might be centuries and centuries of years, but to be very honest, I will not help you, man.
So, how do we revive it, Baba Maso?
I think the ukufuna ukuncediswa ngazo zonke indlela. Ngoba ungakhangelisisa kuhle kuthi we've been having these people in power, labanye bayabe behlezi ezindaweni bezibiza ukuthi bona they are good or kumbe ngama-ambassadors of anything. But eventually if you look at it, akula nto ephumayo. Ngoba ilizwe leli has been a bread basket of Southern Africa. But kathesi is just a basket elingelalutho. So they should find with our policies are our surveillance. Everything that comes out of this issue is about policies and policies. Now that people that don't have money, we are the Maganjani to mine. A man that I paid a test on a kind of since he took land 2000 up to now. I was on a run out to 20 years.
Baba Masu, what's in you? Who's a gigang? Ah, Kulma Lukachengo and Lukachengo, and he's been on the program before. And he was talking about Amapanga corner, like for example, in Power Bank, a corner for Abantu Basakulayo. But in Power Bank, a corner, and Bona, even in the Power Bank itself, with a Econi division, Lapo Bakang Lukutugis Abasakulayo, who are looking to go into agribusiness. Do you not think that's where the funding can come in from?
No. Those are simple speculations, my friend. We had those things. When the Liam Kabe, Tom Banduano, which you all went away with a whole lot of money. Those things are politically biased. So you can be at it in Awusa or Nugu, those people, they are people who go there and given that money, and that money is used to buy Ama. As you see, Guma social media, Ama Lamborghini. That's where those monies are coming from. So when people are speculating all these things, there's nothing that is going to come out of this. And the Kaena that is, as much as we are, from and the only Yamate Peleven, we have got a lot of this income. What I think that is, in those and a lot of Kuma and Move Ali is trying to just spell it right. City Timu to Fumu to his income was that. Umala Tola, Mali. We told him 1,000 pounds. That pound is useless. Is he going to get into the business the next day?
I sikuzwile baba Masuku, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo. What thing is ukuthi yena ukhajenga othini about everything you said, angithi. Right, hi Zimbabwe muhle. Hi udaba lokhona ukukhala ngani uyachisa. Vakajengo muri popa runare.
Yes, I'm here.
And this is the angle to Munonzo and Debele. Munonzo and Debele.
Partly.
Right. Ma Eva Masuga Pindo Agabatanya Zagawanda Zagawanda, but Changyatundi that I think stood out of everything was the issue Yokuti Hanzwa Rimi when they go and they harvest their crop, be it maize, be it tobacco, etc. When it's time to sell it, they're receiving their money, their funds in RTGS dollars. I see you RTGS dollar at your hands. I not gonna value Mnomuka Maxeni. Yagunzi 1:9 ne user. Mangwana Yagunzi 1:10. The next day Yagunzi 1:11. Zino, how do we move forward? Because as Umuntong Sakula, Vechiniki, these are the things that deflect them from going into agribusiness.
Okay. I think let me make justice on that. First, I was watching ZTV tonight, where the cabinet or government of Zimbabwe today announced that maize is going to be bought from farmers and payment shall be done through U.S. That's the first point. Second point is that our market is not monopolized, it's liberalized. Farmers have got a choice. Remember, Zimbabwe endorsed or adopted what you call a multi-currency system. The farmers have got the choice. One, to sell in local current RTGS or bond or even eco cash. Second, they've got another choice to sell in foreign currency because it's a government policy position that we are in a multi current system or economy. So now, if farmers are into, say, small livestock or even other livestock like cattle, they are free to sell even in U.S. They are not, they are not prohibited to sell in Forex. They are fully allowed to sell their products in Forex. So we can't always accuse the state or the government of imposing RTGS to the farmers. I think that concept or notion has to be marginalized out of existence because this law has been given to the farmers to choose or to select the best, the best option for them. Either to sell in RTGS, eco cash, bond, or even foreign currency, including even rand.
it's usable in Zimbabwe.
Vakajengo, hurumende inogara ichiti havana ma US ekupa vanhu, hanzi ma government workers atibhadhare ne US dollar isu, nekuti hanzi atiprint ma US dollar, imari yeku America. So how do they go about paying people in US dollars? Indikashuka ndikati what ndikutengesa forge, I'm selling tobacco and I want US dollars. How do I then go about getting US dollars when the government is saying that there is no money in the country, there is no US dollars?
Okay, let me put more strength or focus on some crops like horticultural crops. Government is promoting exports. I'm sure you are aware of the export incentive put in place by the RBZ some few years that has gone by, the 5% export incentive. Meaning to say, there is ease of doing business, which is being promoted by government. You know, there is now what we call one-stop shop. It's meant to promote exports in particular. So now, farmers are also free to export their produce. Zimbabwe is open for business. They are free to sell in any country. And the conditions are favorable for the exporters or the farmers. As I mentioned, that 40% of our earnings are through exports. So now, if the farmers export their products, obviously, they'll get the yields they are aiming for. Or even other foreign currency like euro or even rand.
Alright, regai nikubatei pamuromo vakajengo nditore mtereri. Angezo kusingilo mlalele ekcingweni. Kola mlalele ekcingweni. Aripa runari ndiani.
Ikimasera si.
Ie, tripo. Zuru kufambere mkomo.
Andri bo, ndi mkoma Donald.
Mamboma, zuru kufambe.
bo, jaiso. Kuri se ikoko.
Mushe, kana mshifara, zuru kufarao.
I want to farm koma.
Murugunzo wakajengo arikutaura nyaya iripo nhasi muchirongwa tirikutaura nezve unemployment uyezve tichikurukura ne vamiriri veku Ministry of Lands and Agriculture and Rural Resettlement. Vari kuti vane chivimbiso chokuti varoda kugadzirisa nyaya dziri munyika, especially pachotarisa nyaya dzeunemployment. Imungati nazvo izvozvo.
Kungotaura vanenge vachizamawo kungotaurawo kungofadzawo vanhu vanenge vashoma vanogona kufadzawo.
Hanzi space iripo vamamboma for vanhu vechidiki, hamubvume nazvo here izvozvo?
Hapana chatichabvuma mukoma, taivako kumusha uko tichido, hapana chatichamboda kuhwa kana kwava kuvanhu ava, kana chimwe chatichambonzwa, hapana. Nokuti zvauzvi mapromisi avo tomaziva, kugona kungotaura, hapana kana chinobuda mukoma. Zvino vanhu mukatasati hurumende chinoigonesa basa ka inoda kungodzamba kwese kwese, navo vaivhukunyura makuya vanhu, hapana chatakaona. Zuro ndizuro vatangobata vasvira kombandida varungu vakadzingwa mabrazi, hapana chatakaona. Vanoda kungobatabata kwese kwese, hapana kana chinhu wani chavanokwanisa kuimplimenta. Unza maideas hazina kana ndezobuda mberi, hatina kana chatakaona mubomba. Youth empowerment yakatanga kare nokuti yange achinzi inobereka zvibereko. Vanhu vose titi hakuna kana mwana achiri kumonza achatambura muzimbabwe. Hapana chinobuda apa, kungotaurawo
zvino. Manje vamamboma mukoma Doni, kana makuti apa hatichadi nekunzwa nezvazvo, toendera mberi sei? Nekuti ndivo vari pazvigaro, ndivo vacho vari kutiudza kuti tofamba sei.
Aiwa, hako hapo pazvigaro hakurangu hazvingati varipo havo zve, asi vanongova vakazvimirira, vari kurepresenta pachavo. Hapana vari kurepresenta pazvigaro zvavo izvozvo, vari kuzvirepresenta nemhuri dzavo. Noti zvokuda kunyepegwa kana kuya munhu achiuya achitaurira zvinzande basa rese, hapana chatingazivi apa.
Mune mvunzo here wamamuchida kukanda kuna vakajengo?
Mvunzo wangu wakatiwa hangu kupa wangoti vanozozvikwanisa sei, vakakoniwa kumashure kwese, zvozobuda sei.
Aiwa, regai tinzwe kuti vanotii nazvo. Tinotenda
chavambovapa tarisiro kana vimbo yekuti zvinobuda iko zvino chii, akangokuona kwese kumashure uko.
Regai tinzwe kuti
vangokuona izvozvo, tazombovapa tarisiro chezvo chii?
Aiwa, regai tinzwe kuti vanotii nazvo, handiti.
Alright,
Mr. Kakjengo, a question directly straight at you. Hanzi, all these years makakoni wa Zimbabwe used to be the breadbasket of Southern Africa. Manzwa moyo wa Hanzi yango breadbasket nje. Hapana kana chinchiripo. Manzwa wa mambo Hanzi makakoni wa all these years. Msiano uripo chi?
I don't agree with him. Because as I mentioned earlier on that our country is food secure. Of course, the nation experienced some disasters beyond anybody's control. We are talking about a perennial drought that has been happening in Zimbabwe. Look, from 1992, we have been experiencing droughts. Secondly, Recently, we experienced another, you know, a disaster, certainly die. Thirdly, you know, the nation has also been experiencing sanctions. They affected our international trade. So now, these are some of the hiccups or hindrances that have been, you know, a stone in the dung that has been a cause of concern in terms of agricultural development in the country. However, because of other measures or strategies put in place by government, such as command agriculture and also enhancement of food, of skills development, at the moment, as I'm talking to you, the government of Zimbabwe established 8 colleges of agriculture and more than 40 vocational training centers. And there was got a number of polytechnic that are training our young people in food science, in agriculture, in horticulture, the agricultural value chains in their, you know, more facets. They are being trained. Our young people are being embedded with these skills, meaning to say these are some of the steps that have been taken by the government in the right direction so as to ensure livelihood and sustainable development for our own people, of course, in line with the Vision 2030 and the SDG.
Mm-hmm. I have my second guest, Okone Hlelweni, umnumzana ukudakwashe Muntsanka, inhlanganiso ye AgroPulse. Yena uMuntsanka Jalo is what they refer to as Zimbabwe as a champion farmer. Kusho ukuthi hayi, Panuti Chiba best, he's amongst the top crop, the top best, bestest of the farmers in Lizweni. Asizweni ukuthi yena uMuntsanka uthini ngodaba lokho nekodwini. Muntsanka, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bunanza.
Ngiyabonga baba Mike, kunjani?
Hayi, ngiphilile, wena unjani?
Hayi, siyaphila baba.
Nantu udaba lukhona egudwini eningi labantu abalaleli bayangana kuhlelo bathi hayi izinto azimanga kuhle eZimbabwe. Sike saba lo mnumzana uMoyo yena wangena wathi hayi we are dying of hunger ngempela. Ngaze ngabuza uMoyo ngathi how? Kodwa yena ukhanje ngo uthi abantu abasakhulayo, you guys are all producing ama crops ngempela, you are exporting it in the masses. So how are people dying of hunger elizweni when there's so many young people who are producing things in masses?
Ngiyabonga baba. Abantu nxa befithi bafa ngendlala kumele sibili bekhulume ukuthi indlala le ebabulalayo indlala yiphi yakhona. Mina as far as I'm concerned, umuntu sibili ofuna ukusebenza sibili lapha eZimbabwe, indlala ayimbulali. Kulenhlelo eziningi kakhulu ezenzakalayo ezokuthi zincedise abatsha nokuthi ukuthi bedle kuphela, but ukuthi bekwanise ukubisela iZimbabwe lapho eyayikhona ukuba yi-bread basket e-Africa. Inhlelo zona lezo abatsha bonke bengabambanisa amakhanda bekwanise ukufaka ama-resources abo nolwazi lwabo abalitholayo kuma-colleges abayakiyo lawa. Nethemba lokubana siyaphumelela njengelizwe. And indlala le abayikhulumayo nethemba eyokuthi abaseze beyikhulume kanjalo. Ukhulume kakuhle sibili ukuthi ngi-under inhlanganiso ye-AgroPulse lapha engiba khona ngu-secretary for projects. Sibe sihamba elizweni kuma-provinces achiyeneyo sithi kwabatsha i-emphasis kwabatsha sithi kwabatsha dinganini umhlabathi ungaze uphiwe umhlabathi ngubabakho ngumalumakho ubususitshele ukuthi hatshi mina sengithole i-3 hectares lo ethi hatshi mina sengithole i-5 hectares. Sesibona ukuthi ongakulima khonapho lilonke yikuyini. Lingalima laphana sesibambanisa, sesiprocessa khonapho kulokho elokulimileyo njengabatsha. So that we can then live in the elikhona, sesiprocessile sekuyi-end product. But manje abatsha, they are not coming forth, ababuyi.
Kungani? Why are they not coming forth? Ukuthi what happened?
Ngithi,
why are they not coming forth? For what reason?
Ama reason abo yiwona labo ukuthi abanye bayesaba. Bayesaba ukuthi hatshi into lezi kumbe esingathi yikucabangela ukuthi hayi madoda akusoze kuphumelele lokho, hayi akula ntshenje. Abanye bethi hayi lokho it's too good to be true. Ukuthi besinike ama input konke khathesi nje ngikhuluma emini sibesilo mhlangano le Command Agriculture. Omkhulu wabo uthi no, as Command Agriculture, we are saying young people, you know, we are not in the business of giving about land. But it's in my way, by Shola Ilen, who government, and our hand, Ebazalini Babu, the two Ilen, everywhere we give them input. When we give them input, to the sign, you know, one command of Ama input, Navantava, Dala, you know, those people are connected. But Avanga, Sabella Kachana, Ama reason, Ava West Ava, Abawaz, what Ama reason, what would be way who feel as us.
So, Kudakwashi, tell me something. Abantu abasakhulayo, the issue of access to capital and land is one issue that seems to prevent a lot of young people from getting into the agro business. As an organization, what are you guys doing towards helping them?
As an organization, Owakatesi, we are in negotiations. I mean, Abantu was Okalaiwuti. Inhlanganiso yama-Agropol was launched this year, ngohulumende. And Jalonje, we are in a process of negotiating with the AMA donors, Ugutibebuye or financiers, Ugutibebuye Vesinetise, Ugutisquanis or financier, not only young people, but so many farmers around the country. So in the next few months, 1 or 2 months, Teresesile Kwama, Esmele AMA Agropos, Ugutisquanisa, Avacha. But if it's about a government, so as much as people already with land, umbe, about the field of gravity, who would know in the Indo, you would elim, you want to see back in life. And then we are also working with the Ministry of Agriculture through youth desk, a little Baba Okanjeng, Lo Okulumayo, where we are also identifying our young people around the country, about the potential to become AMA champion farmers in Jengatitina. Then Labo Tenzeni, the students in Labo, not only with giving e-finance, but also giving e-technical advice, and also creating a market for those young people as well. So Kuluma in Jengatitina, Abani Bakama Uti, Kumama, Crops Rupela Uti, Vengene, interest Labo Fishing, Katesi, we are working with e-program e-Binga Konale, within this area. But you would have been traveling this way. Mujatane Monse, Doma Jatana, Mujate Vashu, Zambezi. And then we process that fish, the matimba, which they catch from Zambezi. That's part of farming, that's part of an agropole, creating an agropole.
Right. Kuda, what in Ubambe, I'm not anything when in Tatum Laleliwa, more connecting when I
get. Yes,
right, regarding the Buturom, Terra Rupinam Jongwa, Par Naran Ruz on Dinava, Atkin Rungan. Ba mkoma zvirikufamba here?
Ah zvirikufamba mkoma mai mashive.
Mushe mushe ndimi kama apinda muchirongwa mamchiti tinoita zvefarm izvo tinozvizeya izvo.
Eh ayo handatenda nekundiso muchirongwa mkoma Mike vandatenda nekundipo mukana wekuteurona nakajengwa.
Mhm. Right, vakajengwa varipo parunhare varikuteerera tina zvekare mukuda kwashe munzanka we musangano weAgropause. Tuotanga, nduda utanga nungunzo maondrenyu nezwe sekta edu ya agriculture. Mimurumu wa wechidiki magambo nduza wa kutumunoita zwe farming. Tuze wa maondrenyu.
Ya, ini mwonira angu mkatiwe agricultural sector. Nduko nenge, mzaka uo mamkuma maikowe. Pana makwanikira tingambo hiti, eswe chidiki utiti kwa nsekuri mamkatiwe agriculture ya Zimbabwe. Zaka uo mazisinga itinuti. Nibu ufaya, for example, ma input, nilabu utenga ma input this month, ichangu tanga. Like fertilizer for the meantime, ipa 260 bond notes. Can you imagine that the farmer, young farmer, cannot give an order, farmer, or two, and it's 2 years, I dream, and that's quantity here, and I said, there's a good road up. So by Papa, doing that, my chemicals, my duty, arbiter, Koma Mike, Zimbabwe, Nagwe, and I can make it really agricultural based, the oil, the agriculture, is the road from my input. We cannot go anywhere. So, yeah, but now we have to see where we can see where we can see where we can even today, in the thing of $80 per liter. Can you imagine?
Saka zvino
young farmers.
Zvino vanhu vanga vachiti imi tikakurudzirai vechidiki kuti muve mafarmers munobva maelevate nyaya yeunemployment munyika. Zvino kana muri kuti aiwa zvinhu zviri kuramba izvi zvinhu zviri kudhura hatichakwanise nekurima nekurima kwacho. Unemployment yacho tozoidi totanga papi.
Especially if I can pin up and now contract farming, could you open my inputs to my farmers and then by that way to want to produce something?
Mm-hmm. Like Munem Funzo, a mum's no candra of Kajeng, where I can have Kunavash.
Eh, Nimbuzo, another work and you
can die Varugunzo, a very popular Nara.
Eh, Varajem would do Kumbiro Kunzo because I tell my young farmers, we are Panyavan, we have a fun in Wakawanda spirit. Why in the Kunsu Kuapo my lanes on you are? You have to give those people a lane so that they can produce something to the nation. Otherwise, Mkatawapa lanes on you are, there's no numbers, he dark. Even I wonder with the Pando Pinama Prize, the ones when I'm on your lanes, they are uneducated. But yet, my graduates, they are there, on our lanes. So, yeah, with the even you want much on our land, some they are my OVC, some one was Senesiana. Those people, you should look at them. If you ever look at the graduates who are there, which is more Pumkano, which are producing what is this land.
Wakajengo Murpo Bernarera. Mr. Kajengo.
Matrix, Wango Pura, Ongonzi, Land Eo. Muna da munda ano itainuzi mchurungu application ano apply through ma district lands of fedu through ma province lands of fedu kana achinge a ita apply ano swapa waiting list kana vanhu vachinge wa allocate kwa at the moment urumende ine urongwa rutofamba pari zvino we audit ka audit yo sizotaona nemutungamiri wedu yenyika kuti varikutarisa vari mapraza akakurisa wana praza ya kawanda. Shaita kutile chidiki. Ni wangu wasina opa upe kurima. Wawaneo tukubata. Dakora moyo shamari. Don't lose hope. Usa tange kushoropoza kana kuti kuzvidza chini. Kwa wapina machini. Awafanili kuera nyoka ne gawe. Iyo iripo. Iyo applya. Kana wa applya. After time ya teta tisisu. Ya wanengu wa uzo, tushkanguwa zakati, kana sina kuiti, ozo ya nechichemo, yetu nchoku tanga. Kechipiri, panyayanga uru kutawara yema input, ukiyaru kudura. Tine ma input alipaka siyana, kune ma input etoba wako na kuti efojika, kune ma input elonje, kune ma input echibage, chete zulika ne contract farming. Government ine ya inoti subsidized. Like command agriculture, my price is a command. I'm going to keep on with the remainder of the business. Come to end the tobacco research board, TRB, in a wrong way, you know, in which leak my input in tobacco. In the TIMB, Zakari, in the same program, remainder of Zakari, in a wrong way, you could have one, you don't want a garage sheet, cool, you know, you better say, much more grain, can have it doing you. It's about honorable. Pa program ni kwa nini tunamiri wenyika inopiwa wanu pa chena. Wanu zima vulnerable. Vulnerable kure wanu wakaremiri wanu upenyu wawo. Wanga wanu wakwe gura. Wanga wanu wakaremara. Kunyangwe wechidiki wa sinape kuchangira. Murimu kategori ma vulnerable. Umwe mtunamiri wenyika president put scheme. Iriepo eka mirira imi. So mkachema murikunze. Tunga pinde mkati. Mshangora mamchichema. Pinde mkati. Tabe kumfambe wukune wangu. Mausiseda haripo. Mausi ya Gritex aripo, LPD iripo, mausi ya mjitikalte DA, nimangu mausi ya urumende, aripo pa kukubatirai, zirongwa ziriko, chino ya mbuta wano.
Mm-hmm. Atkin, uchiri popa rinarele? Yeah, Atkin, uchiri ipo ere?
Yeah, ndiki popa rinarele mkuma uwe.
Are you happy in a response ya waka jengo?
Ayo, adafara chuo sisi ripondi ya wasi niyambundo fuji mweka na wachiri kwa nchi ya kumtindura.
Wako pezira.
Mungu wangu pezira, ndio kuti tewa kwa nchi ya kujingazi samani pana wewe market. Sisi tangu wote ma imbuzi kwa nchi ya kuaccessika. Redi kupa na wewe market manje ngazi tiba kabuti mungu akashinga ira kutari ni anjika. Atua ma imbuzi mwenye sisi zinga buda azo, baadhi akapiwa. guy marketing gaichiroka reliable kana ngaichiro attractive zvafanira kuti Tobago this year ndakarima Tobago zvakanyanya but ndikuona market yachona iri kuita kuti next year I think hope yacho kuti ndidzokere kuti munda next year inogona kuve iri low kwandiri asi munhu akazvipira ake kurima ndogona kudzokera zvekare ndavachitry kuti market ivo attractive so that you kana even market yacho yechibage chechauri taura ngaive attractive zvekare because 750 something per ton it's not enough kuti munhu akwanise kudzokera mufamily I think that's my last question.
Mhm. Vaka Jengo, one more time. Let's try this again.
Kete ngatari se ma sector ese kana uri murimi ukaitawo serie kana kuti zvirimwa zvinotipasadza woitawo ma horticultural produce woitawo zvipfuyo uye market iri paviri chekutanga tinogona kuita market yedu lokali muno muZimbabwe chechipiri tinogona kuitawo market kunze kura kuti maexport zvakare tinokurudzirawo varimi kuita yatinoti value addition kana kuti izvo kuwandudza zvinhu zvavo zvavanenge varima zvinoita kuti market ikurewo nokuti iso muenzaniso bhagidhi rechibage kana richiita $20 asi tikagadzira hwahupfu tinoona kuti 10 kg inenge yakaita kana kuti $25 or $30 value addition iyoyo yakanakira murimi anokwanisa kuwanawo mari yakanaka mari refu naizvozvo value addition nokuexporta zvinoita kuti tiimprove chouviri chinobatwa nemurimi.
Right, aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vakajengo. I'm sure Atkin nayo anzwa your response. Regai tidzokere kuna kuda kwasho tinzoti vangati kuda kwasho sakonecimwene. Right, you heard Atkin come in and he touched on several different things. Now, one thing he highlighted, and it's interesting that he said that because I've also heard people who are professors who have studied Zimbabwe when we're talking about the farming industry, where they were saying, Kuti, a lot of people who are getting, who are receiving land, a majority of them are not young people who are coming from these graduate schools. A lot of them are people who just, like Atkin said, and please don't quote me on this, uneducated on how to handle the land. How do you then move forward from something like this to ensure that all these young people who are going through school, who are actually going to come out with a degree saying, I know how to handle this land, get access to the land so that we can move forward, uplifting the youth and, of course, uplifting the Zimbabwean economy?
Thank you very much. I think Mr. Kanjego answered him very well. What these young people are lacking is the temerity to approach the relevant offices. These people who are clueless, yes, they are very right. I agree with them. I have learned that maybe for speculative purposes. While if Labana Bafunde are not getting that particular land. But the problem is because Ukulumen, they cannot come and knock at everybody's door. But they want just to educate others. They want to be agronomists. So those young people should then be able to approach relevant agritech offices, and then apply for land. When they get a pure land, those are the people who are mainly the tutors the image. But I want to know about when after completing, they want to look for jobs because their courses have just taught them how to apply for a land. So I would wish the curriculum address that deficit. Don't go and look for attachments, etc. land. But somebody letting umshabat, this is what you have to do. Go and apply this way. Or form ama groups in my colleges in on allow. And then you go and apply collectively as a group to say, we have completed. Give us a certain piece of land so that we can demonstrate capacity. So I create a demonstrator capacity. Then it is as mega individual by individual. I think it's when the journalists are just
permitting. Right.
And then the other point I read.
Kuda is cut. Yes. Says Liwe Mangoe, Mnumzane. Unfortunately, kodwa ngizakudinga saqhubekela phambili ngodaba lolu kuhlelo lonwe labasakhulayo that we have every Sunday. Ngizakudinga so that singenise ku radio. Zulukandaba isikhathi nguba ndiyajganana isikhathi sedliwe kumangoyi nguba yaphela tasuka kumagumo echirongwa nasithathi liyatsoziya ngeye unemployment jikhurukurane vakuru vebazi rinoona nezvekurima. There were people who are from the Ministry of Agriculture, Lands and Resettlement. Isikhathi sami sesiphelile, anokoneka nemfaro. Zimbabwe omuhle. Bye bye.